It was exciting to be back with the guys. I know I came in yesterday and had a chance to see some of them, but today to get back out in the field, you know, I know anytime you come off a tough one like we did at home, you know, you want to see how they respond. But once again, great enthusiasm, you know, great spirit about them, great attention to detail. I thought we're seeing new guys, though, because of some injuries. I'm fortunate about the injury with Alan Ball. That's a tough one, just like with Puz. You know, I think situations like that, you know, we never want to downplay the importance of a guy like Alan Ball. He was important to us and our success that we had in the secondary. But, you know, another guy will stand up. And, you know, we'll move on. So it does give opportunities for other guys. But overall, good practice. Good practice. Got a chance to see some different combinations. We're looking at the linebacker spot. Just a little bit, what's our best three on the field? You know, we know JT played pretty well. Dakota Watson played pretty well. But this Jeremiah George is showing up a little bit in practice. So a chance to see him in there and throw him into the mix. So we're just trying to find a way to see, you know, as of right now, you know, what gives us our best opportunity to get the guys playing the best right now as linebacker on the field.
Hey, clarification on Jokel. Can he practice tomorrow?
He, my understanding is he can. He can, or no contact.
No contact.
He's still got
no contact.
To go, so,
okay. Yeah.
So there's still a little bit of a chance he could go Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How encouraging is that? Because that seems to be further ahead than anybody.
Yeah,
really
I know.
Has
I know. Yeah. When I heard the news, I was like, this is, it can happen. And so it's good. I mean, he still has another couple things he has to go through. But at least at this late in the week, to him have a chance to play on Sunday is great.
You kind of have to start the week by saying to the guys, look, you know, we've got Cincinnati on Sunday. Don't worry about London and what we're going to be doing there and kind of make sure that they're focused on Cincinnati.
Well, you know what? I think for us, what we did is we kind of, I don't know if it's right or wrong, we kind of talked about London 3 weeks ago and just gave them a little bit here, you know, and then a reminder 2 weeks ago and then a little bit of a reminder this week to say, okay, you know, it's rather than, all right, hey, it's the week before we're going to London, let's put it all on them. You know, we kind of spread it out. So, I mean, it was like a review this week for them.
I think Blake has bounced back.
Pretty good. Now, I have not, I talked to him on Sunday, obviously, and a little bit today. I know we're going to meet tonight again. So I haven't spent a lot of time with him other than just on the field. But he seems really good. You know, I think it's hard because, right, you know, everybody has their idea. Okay, we all want to help them. And everybody's, you know, hey, tell them don't throw any more picks or, you know, hey, be careful, you know. And you hear all these, you know what. And I think there's different messages. I know what, after he threw a pick six, he threw a seven cut to Clay Harbor. You remember that? I mean, it's just off the tips. And, you know, some people could look at that and say, what are we doing throwing a ball like that after you just threw a – well, I can look at another – I can see that point, but I can also look and say, what a great message to Blake. You see, we have no fear. We don't want you to have any fear. Just ball, man. Now, make good decisions. You know, fear doesn't mean reckless. But, I mean, it's just that we trust in him. And I think because we sense from him, he has a conscience now. It's not that he doesn't care about throwing an interception. It hurts him. But I think right now the best thing we can do is to teach him to learn from these difficulties and grow from it. That's really what we're looking for him to do.
How tough of a balance is that where you want to review those plays but not dwell on them? I mean, is there a fine line there? But at some point during the week, you just got to move on.
Yeah, I think you have to. You, like we say every week, tell the truth, learn from it, grow and move forward. So we're going to tell them the truth, and that's with everybody. I think that's why Sunday night after the game, I said, well, no, that's we don't want interceptions. That's, you know, we're going to challenge guys, and it happens to be the quarterback position. No, we don't want that part of the game. Which for us, it's all about the ball and make decisions, good decisions that really showcase our team. And that didn't take place, so you're going to be held accountable to it. So that's no different than anybody on our team.
Blake, having to go through all that stuff and dealing with the interceptions and stuff, and then you've got the defense.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
hard.
I mean, how do you keep?
Well, I think that we talk. I think that's why it's so important, and knock on wood, that you have good culture. I think that the defense, you know, you would hope to say the defense says, hey, we got his back or we've got the offense back, because there's going to be a time when we need the offense to step up. Hopefully you hear that kind of talk. you know, and, but I'm sure, you know, they sit there and go, oh, but the veteran guys know that sometimes it swings back and we're going to need the offense. So what I'm hearing from them, I understand, I think it's pretty good, but it is hard. It is hard, but there's going to be a time when the offense does really good and the defense struggles. And you're just going to need both sides, you know, as well as special teams. So, if it happens and they start talking, we'll address it. But, you know, so far, at least I haven't heard or it's been brought to my attention.